the lights and read your killers. It's their life, reviewing everything from Jack's Vanilla to Krispies on fries.
I gotta let the music go. Where's Andrew? He's gonna yell at me for being late, but I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm clicking on, going on, stupid millennial Zoom. It didn't work. I clicked allow. Yes, join meeting. Andrew, it's not working. Click the link. Doesn't work. It's not working.
Andrew.
It's not working! Exclamation point. He's texting me incessantly. Incessantly texting me. Join with audio. Unmute.
I can hear you now.
I hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, hey, Andrew.
There you go.
What's going on? I felt like a Gen Xer there for a second. I just couldn't get anything to work.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. I was very busy.
So late. How can you disrespect this podcast like that? This is your priority.
Well, stand by, because listen, first I told you 10 yesterday, all right? Then I said 10:30, and then I bumped it back to 10:15. It's now 10:24. So
yeah, so you're late.
It's not my fault. Skiri.
Okay.
Listen.
You're late. You never cared about this podcast. You hate this podcast. You have no respect. I started the episode. I'm already done with the two serials. It's done. It's edited. Sorry.
Well, the cool thing is you can't record anything, so you didn't start the episode. No, I started it.
I used my GarageBand app.
Oh, who'd you do it with?
Myself.
Oh, how'd it come out?
It went great.
You don't even know what those cereals are, man.
Yeah, no, I just made it up. Here's a new variety of flakes.
You're not in the air-conditioned room today. You're in the pizza oven.
It's the same room.
Oh, just a different camera angle. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, let's welcome everybody. This is Serial Killers, episode 121. It's Friday, June 26th, and I'm Scotty B here in New York City, and there's Andrew in the pizza oven in Jersey.
I never want to hear you ever complain about someone being late ever again, ever.
But I was working.
You consistently berate people, yell, you make so much like such a fuss. But then when it's you, it's like, but it can't be me.
So if I would have just kept it at 10:30, I would have been early.
Yes. But then you made me then do 10:15. So then I'm sitting here on a camera just being on waiting for you to join.
All right. Well, it is what it is. Here we are. Let's get going. What?
Not even an apology. This is who you are as a person. Wow.
You never apologize when you're late. You're always late.
Listen, I say sorry and then we move on. But instead with you, it's like, no, I can't.
Oh, you're so busy with the emails. They just keep coming.
Yeah, listen, but I still make time for this. Unlike you who just shows up and then goes, well, I was working. And then you're going to make some dig about how, oh, you work.
Do you know how many of these that you've blown off that I've had to do without you because you just you don't show up?
Two.
Well, I've never done that.
Two episodes.
Never done it.
Well, did you plan a concert? No.
There's no concerts now. You didn't do anything.
Okay. Yep, you got to make your dig somehow to justify yourself. I'm so important. No one can be as important as me. If it wasn't for me, Z100 wouldn't be on the air.
Ooh. It's true.
Oh, God.
Like anyway.
Your job can't be replaced by a computer.
Before we get started, we must thank our good friend and loyal supporter, Stephanie, from Duochalucci. She's our good friend of the show, and she is supplying milk and cereal for the next couple of weeks via ShopRite gift cards that she sent us. So thank you very much, Stephanie. You are the best. Much appreciated.
Yay.
We keep getting packages all the time. There's random cereals and random snacks and random gift cards, and I love our listeners so much, and I thank you all so much for supporting us, because without you, we'd be nothing. Well, I mean, we are nothing because we don't make any money, but...
No, we do. I told you, we're making ad money now.
I haven't seen a penny.
The PayPal account needs to process the payment. I told you this in a past episode.
Yeah, that was weeks ago. PayPal payments take like a day to process.
Oh my God. Can you be any more miserable of a human?
I'm not miserable. I'm wearing my large plus shirt here from Marine Layer. I love it. I'm in a great mood today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. What?
Mm.
Can we eat?
Oh, okay. I forgot. You need to navigate the conversation.
Stand by. I'm out of cups. I have to go get cups. Talk about me. I'll be right back.
Never prepared.
Wait.
Never ready for the podcast. Like, how do you do a serial podcast without being prepared. Like, I would have been thrown off the show. The Zoom call would have ended. He would have done it himself, probably played the serial graveyard for the remaining 15 minutes of this podcast. It's just astounding to me how someone can be so, what's the word I'm looking for? Inept in every sense of the word.
I'm back. Stop talking about me.
You hope that the person who's hosting a serial podcast actually knows what they're doing. And then you're led here.
I can't wait to hear what you said about me. All right, let's go. What are we doing? Bags 3 and 4, right?
3, 4, and 5.
Oh, we got 3, 4, and 5? Okay.
Yeah. You don't remember what you sent me?
Dude, I sent you so much stuff on multiple days, and I labeled them all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they're all like duplicate numbers. Let's see what we got here. There's 4, 5. Oh, yeah. No, 3, 4, and 5. We should be doing 3, 4, and 5 right now, Andrew.
Yeah. That's what I said. You said 3 and 4, and then I said and 5.
Listen, I don't listen to you.
No, right. You never do.
So would you like to start with the new cereal?
No, I want to do 3 first.
Yeah, that's the new cereal.
Oh, okay. Does it have coconut in it? Because it looks like it has coconut in it.
You know, actually, this is pretty much a granola episode, I just realized.
Yeah.
We decided that granola is okay for... Stop smelling it. Please stop smelling it. We didn't even get there yet. Stop. Now, granola is okay for cereal, right? Not oatmeal, but granola, yes. Hello? Are you frozen? Hello?
The fact that I can't even smell the cereal without your permission, after you have held me up now for a solid 6 minutes due to your lack of good timing.
All right, now this is new.
A lot. So okay. Guess what?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it smells amazing.
Now this is new from Nature Valley. It is granola, yes, coconut and almond, real almond slices and sweetened toasted coconut shavings.
I could tell.
Just came out.
It came out?
Yes. Yeah. No, but let me tell you something about a lot of these cereal companies. When it comes to the bags, they have a new way to seal it. It used to be the Ziploc type thing. And I guess people were having a tough time with that. I don't know. My wife, Amy, she cannot seal a Ziploc to save her life. Everything is open and spoiled and moldy because she just can't seal it. It doesn't matter. So I guess Nature Valley and these other companies have like, you know what? A lot of people can't seal these things. So they came up with these new things. It's almost like Velcro. See that? It opens like Velcro, kind of. The only thing is with it, it's not airtight. So when you seal it back up, you can squeeze the air right out of it. So I don't think things stay fresh as long with this new kind of seal. They call it Easy Press Seal. It's kind of like, you know the things that you hold the Easy Pass onto the windshield with? Those tabs? It's kind of like that. Huh. Yeah.
I feel like your best bet for any type of, I don't know, seal is just to create a small corner that you would just tear off a little bit of and then just put a small zip strip there.
No, I don't like that. Hello?
Okay, so I'm using Wholesome Pantry Reduced Fat 2% Milk. It's the same one I've been using for the past month that I've been living back in Jersey City.
Stole it from my parents' house. You know, it's also going to be rotten because it's been open for weeks.
It's July 7th, so whatever.
The date doesn't make a difference. When you open milk and it's been open for 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to go bad. Milk can only be open for 5 to 7 days before it gets spoiled, man. The date doesn't matter once you open it.
Someone's angry today.
That is a sell-by date. That is a sell-by date, not a use-by date.
Someone is angry today.
No, but I've explained the dating system on milk to you for months and it's probably a year already. And you're like, whatever. It says July 7th.
Oh, I don't listen to you when you speak.
Here we go. It tastes like a sweet kid cereal. I really like it because you know that I am partial to coconut and there's real coconut in here, which I really like. 4 bowls and a spoon. I really like this.
At first, it tasted like sunscreen and I was ready to give it like 2 bowls.
Get on the boat.
But then, I don't know. It's sweet and delicious and I really enjoy it. Like I would eat this as a breakfast cereal.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
Can you not today?
Like, what happened?
Can we restart the episode
no.
and just be nice to each other?
Because I gotta go home. Can't.
Oh my God. You are insufferable as a person.
You know what would make this better? Freeze-dried strawberries.
Absolutely not. This
yeah.
is perfect. Just the way it is. I give this 4 bowls. For me, a coconut cereal, not like first on my list to go to, but this is delicious.
Could you please not make so much noise with the bowl? Andrew. All right.
Do you think you've become more miserable over the years?
I'm not miserable.
Or do you think you were born this way?
I'm very happy.
I'm confused.
Hold on.
Someone could be filled with so much of a miserable personality that everything someone says, you have to go off of it and just be a counter to it instead of just.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
What? Well, you said born this way.
Well, if you just waited another like 5 seconds in the song, she would have said it.
I don't have time for that. All right.
Oh, you don't have time. But we can spend an entire 2 minutes talking about the new Nature's Valley seal strips. It's like a Velcro. You could talk about that for all you want. But then the minute anybody says anything, don't have time.
Well, that's much more pertinent to this podcast than a song. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone wants to hear about your seal strips.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Let's get on to the next granola. You're going to like it. There's fruit in it. It is from Cascadian Farm. And I don't remember whether somebody sent this to us. Oh, hold on. There's Nate. Hi, Nate.
I haven't seen Nate in months.
Nate, say hi, Nate.
Oh, Nate.
Oh, hey, is that Andrew?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're still alive?
I want to see him. I want to see him.
Scotty's been... Oh, hey there. Hey, Andrew. Hi.
Hey.
I can't believe you're still alive. Scotty B's been grinding up fiberglass and putting in your cereal batch.
What?
Don't tell him.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that?
No.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, great. Oh, now I'm facing... I feel like... When you drop me, I feel like I've actually been dropped. And now I'm just facing waiting for you to move me.
All right, let's get on with this, if you would. Cascadian
Farm.
What the
hell is that? What is Nate? What
is borrowing the shop vac.
He's taking the vacuum. I have a cereal vac here now.
Yeah.
For when I spill cereal on the ground, I have a vacuum.
I kind of look like a Ghostbuster, don't I? Right. I can't wait to listen to this podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by. Have a nice weekend, Nate.
You too.
Oh, wait a minute. Is today
yeah.
Friday?
Yeah.
Yes, today's Friday. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Scotty. Bye, Andrew. It was so nice to see
you. Bye, Nate.
See you, buddy.
Good seeing you too.
Okay.
He ain't afraid of no ghosts.
No, he's not. Oh, man. Remember Ghostbusters cereal?
Yeah, it was green and it had the ectoplasm people. Slime.
You're rolling your eyes. Forget it. Thanks, Ray Parker Jr. Sorry, Andrew won't allow you to play.
Because I knew what Ghostbusters was. So then you're just playing it for maybe the 0.1% who's maybe like, I've never heard of Ghostbusters. But if you haven't heard of Ghostbusters, have you been living under a rock?
You know what? When I leave here, I'm going to go walk by the Ghostbusters firehouse over there on North Moore or whatever street it is, and I'm going to take a picture. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to play Ray Parker Jr. my whole way home on repeat.
Okay. I don't know who you're sticking it to. I mean, I'm just confused.
Cascadian Farm fruit and nut granola with organic whole grain oats, crisp rice, raisins, sunflower seeds, almonds, and cranberries. What are you eating it for?
I'm eating the rest of the coconut one because I really like that.
Well, okay, we'll get that coconut out of your mouth. Here we go.
Where's the four? Oh, it's right here. That was so good. Can you send me this?
And I kind of want it.
Damn it. I'll have to get it on my next supermarket run.
You'll never find it or know what it looks like or know anything about it.
Oh, you're right. I can't Google Nature's Valley coconut and almond cereal. Oh, my God. What you do is truly astounding.
You're going to go down the aisle and say, excuse me, sir. There's this cereal. It has like coconut, I think. I don't even know what it was. I'm not sure what it was.
Wow. You are such a hero, Scott. We should make a day just devoted to you because you are so smart, so courageous, so incredible. What a hero.
Here we go.
Oh, we're not. Okay. Great.
This tastes like something we've had before. It's not unique. It actually tastes a little bit like Mr. Clean, right? Hey, did you know that Mr. Clean is the man behind The Shine? Is it wet or is it dry?
What?
Really? Are you a person even?
I mean, I'm here. I'm talking on a microphone, so I think I'm a human.
Two bowls and a spoon. Don't really like it. It tastes like something it should not taste like.
The granola isn't like sweet. It's more cardboard boxy.
That's the fiberglass that I sent you.
Oh, cool. Well, at least I won't have to do this podcast if I'm not here. Is this the way you wanted to get a new co-host? You could have just told me.
I'm telling you, it really does taste like some sort of cleaning solution. I don't like it.
I'm not a fan of this. I'm going to give this two bowls. It's just too basic and not good for me to even want to take another bite.
Okay. Well, let's move on to baggie number 5. This is now the final cereal. Well, actually, there's a couple more, but this is the last one that we have from Jen in the sales department. She got this a couple of months ago. It's a disgusting food for life Jesus cereal. It is Ezekiel 4:9, and this is the almond one.
Almond?
Almond. See, it's the gold box.
Why are you saying almond?
Almond, because there's an L in it.
Shut up.
It's not almond.
You know it's almond. You're just doing it at this point.
Why don't you call our friends at Blue Diamond and see what they have to say about it? What's Blue Diamond?
It's an almond company, you dunce watermelon.
What? If I really want, I would just go play Watermelon Sugar, but I just don't feel like it. All right.
I love that song. Are we playing it on Z100?
Yeah, we play the hell out of it.
It's so good. I love that song. You like it because he says he's high.
The last couple of Ezekiels, I really didn't like. This one could be okay because it's just, I like almonds, but I don't know.
Okay.
Did Jesus like bring forth almonds from the hill or something? Is that why there's almonds in this one?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I will say it smells like not a cereal.
Well, it's not. It's alive, apparently.
Oh, great.
It's kind of like the little sea monkeys that you put in water. If you let this sit in the milk long enough, things would start. Oh, go fine. Go eat it. Here we go. No. Let me tell you, that tastes like nasty ass grape nuts at best. And you like grape nuts. These are disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm going to give it a spoon just because of the almond. Are you recording this like you said you were going to? Of course not. Remember that time when you said you were going to record them and put them on YouTube? This ain't it.
It tastes like sourdough bread.
No, it doesn't. I like sourdough bread.
No, this tastes like sourdough bread. And I like sourdough bread too, but not in crunchy little flakes with almonds.
Yeah, I need the coconut Nature's Valley to make it taste better. Mm.
That is absolutely rancid.
What do you give it there, Andy?
I give it a bowl.
Okay, yeah. Well, I gave it a spoon.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant, a spoon.
You don't even know our rating system.
I knew you were going to say that. I hated that. I actually spit it out, did not swallow it.
Yeah, sorry that I saved that one for last.
That is disgusting.
All right, dude, let's get out of here. I want you to have a wonderful weekend, although we do have some news that Andrew and I discussed yesterday, and this is what we're going to do. Since we love you as listeners, we're not going to take off because the show is off for the next 2 weeks. We're not going to take off, so we're still going to give you a new Serial Killers a week. But we're only going to do it once a week for the next 2 weeks. Does that make sense? So we'll give you a Serial Killers, fresh, brand new Serial Killers, Wednesday of next week and Wednesday of the following week. So on Monday, don't say, oh, Andrew didn't post it. Normally, that would be correct because he messes things up. But this time around, we're going to give it to you on Wednesday and Wednesday. So for the next 2 episodes, you'll get it Wednesday and Wednesday. And then once we're all back from vacation, even though I'm not going anywhere, we'll be back to the regularly scheduled Monday, Friday episodes. Does that sound right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You twisted my arm. I really didn't want to do it, but you made me do it. I'm going to be at a beach house in New Jersey, and I don't want to do anything there. Remember?
Yeah, that's exactly how I said it.
I really wish you would have recorded this. This would have been a fun episode to watch. You must have been high on drugs when you said you were going to do that last time because you forgot.
High on drugs? Do you even listen to yourself when you speak or you just like love to just spew whatever crap comes to your mind?
I really like you, Andrew, so I just mess with you. Listen, let's go. We'll see you on Wednesday. Have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Monday and Tuesday. We'll see you Wednesday. Thank you for listening to Serial Killers. And until then, crunch.
It's harder to say crunch at the same time when it's like on a like 0.1 second delay.
Also, while I'm still eating this delicious granola, coconut almond from Nature Valley.
I love this.
Is a box top brand, by the way.
Oh, nice.
All right.